Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name, I have... my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
It always has more of a sing-songy, actual singing in it when we do it here in Hollywood, because there's so much talent that can't be held back. That's right, we're at the UCB Theater, the Franklin Avenue location, we have to say, since they opened the Sunset one. It's Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. Got name tags? Anyone? Oh, there's a big one. I saw you outside finishing your food, because they don't allow outside food in here. And you have Brinions instead of Minions, because your name is Bryn. Yeah, I'm good. I'm getting pretty good at this after 10 years. And you attached a sound effect megaphone horn thingy. Yeah, that's fun. Make it make a noise. It's like the minions themselves, like it's all burps and farts. All right, good job. What's this over here? Whiskey, oh, I get it, Whiskey Tango. And your name is Kate. Yeah, so you had to really have some fun with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which is already a fun title that's easy to remember. But good job with that. That's too small for me to even begin to read. Got a huge swath over here of no name tags whatsoever, which I admire that. It's like, you know, some people don't want to carry around a bag full of crap for the rest of the night. Might be going out drinking after this. Old Dan Yeller, what does that mean? Your name's Dan?
Danielle.
Dan Yeller. Old Dan Yeller, come on! There's a guy over there with one that just says name tag on it. That's crazy. Next to a really pretty Star Wars picture. That's you in the middle there?
Yeah, that's me.
It's a self-portrait.
I'm an 8-year-old.
And then there's... Oh, an 8-year-old made that? I was really condescending to you. Or trying to not be mean about... Well, that doesn't... I would have guessed 7, but that's cool. I would not have guessed any. I don't know. People, have you seen some of the artwork I put on the internet from shows? Like, it really ranges in quality and childlikeness. But can we give her a shout-out? Does she listen to the show?
Yeah, Vina.
What?
Vina.
Vina is her name?
Woo!
You're raising an alien child to draw Star Wars portraits and listens to this filthy show. gets filthy sometimes. Do you have to explain anything to her?
She doesn't listen. She's just aware of it.
That's how I wish my entire career was. That guy's famous. Let's not worry about the details. Thank you for bringing name tags, you guys. Doug's plugs. I'll be at Jash Fest in Palm Springs this weekend. And also this weekend, it's a crazy weekend for me, the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival, which I shouldn't even have brought up because that show's sold out. But come, I'm going to stick around. Come and see Patton Oswalt if his aren't sold out yet. He's showing Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3 and Bad News Bears, both with Walter Matthau, both remade. Inferiorly. I'm going to be doing Doug Loves Movies over at Meltdown Comics next Tuesday, and also Doug Loves Movies comes to the Comedy Zone in Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday, April 9th at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com. The prize bag, I brought a bag, and everybody else, I got four guests tonight, as you can see, and everybody brought something. So good job, publicists. I've got a, I should just explain, I, backstage, someone, I'm not going to name names, Gabe, had me try a new vapor pen, and I was, it was probably not smart of me to try it twice, right before coming out here, because it's like a vapor pen that hits like you took a huge bong rip, and I did two of them a couple of minutes ago, and, that doesn't explain this, though. One of the prizes tonight is a shower curtain that I bought, but it doesn't fit my shower. And I don't want to be like, hey, Target, I'm really going to need a refund on this or exchange for, it's all my incompetence, so I might as well take the $19 hit. Yeah, I go really expensive when it comes to shower curtains. A Doug Loves Movies shirt is in the bag, and also from my VHS collection, we've got an episode of Movie Stars called Last Dance. That wasn't a terrible show. Zach Galifianakis actually guest starred on at least one episode. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer, episode called Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. And these are just fun because they're just, I worked at the WB, and on a lot of the labels, it says WWWB and has the frog with his hat out, like, fuck all of y'all. I liked that frog cartoon until I was working for the network. Then I had to write things for the frog to say, and it sort of soured me on him in general. Yeah. And all of this is in a bag, a beautiful. I wore it over here like a fucking backpack. Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, whatever it is. They're not a sponsor, but that's the bag it's all coming in, plus the other stuff my guests have brought. And I've been teasing one of these guests for a while, so I'm very happy that it's happening, and I can't get these damn VHS tapes into the bag. They are so bulky. Entertainment's all going to be like, you know, pin-sized eventually. Great story, Doug. Let's get my guests out here. Please welcome Bree Esrig, Chelsea Crisp, Julian McCullough, and Ross Marquand. Big lineup. Here they come. Shower curtain. Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Thank you all for being here. What an eclectic lineup.
Yeah.
You know, both sexes are covered to equal degree and degree. Jesus. I'm trying to decide right now which I'm more, high or drunk. Should be high, but I also had a couple of drinks, so it's a really, really great combo. Let's meet our guests. We got three newbies, as I like to say, and one oldbie. And let's start with the newbies and give a warm welcome individually to starting with Chelsea Crisp is here, everybody. Yeah.
Hi.
Who watches Fresh Off the Boat? who's seen that program. Yeah, she's been on there numerous times.
Two people?
And, yeah, people watch it, right?
Yeah.
Not anyone here, but yes.
Yeah, no, yes. I saw a few people out there. But, you know, the people that are here right now, they go out. You know, they don't watch TV. Which what they're going to do is they're going to go out and see your new motion picture called Bleed.
It is called
Bleed.
It's
called Straight Up Bleed.
It is straight up called
Bleed.
That
is an unpleasant, like, right away, that's a frightening movie title.
It's a completely frightening and somewhat misleading title. There's not a lot of blood in
it. Oh, well, there we go. There's a...
It's very suspense.
Breaking news.
Very suspenseful, a lot of tension.
All right, well, that's great to hear. I'm more in now.
Okay.
I was scared of a movie called Bleed. I was just like, what is this going to be? You know, somebody just can't stop bleeding for an entire film?
I don't want to say it's like bleed free. There's still some blood in it.
All right. You got to have that one really gross scene pretty early on to make everybody scared that that's going to happen again later in the movie. That's a tried and true formula. Yeah. So when is it going to come out? When can people see it?
It's actually out now.
It's already on...
Video on demand, iTunes, and it's in a few theaters as well.
Which cities? Do you know which cities?
I know Phoenix for sure.
Holy shit, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Come on, Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's time to bleed. What else you got to do besides bleed?
No, that's it.
We all do it at some point or another. Bleed. I can come up with some great taglines. Thank you very much for introducing yourself. It's Bree Esrig is here for the first time. First time guest. Vine star, hilarious short films on the internet.
Yeah, do sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy. And you've been on the show. You've been on my weed show. You were on Getting Doug with High.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you did a great job on that.
That was an absolute pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
Was I mistaken in not... should I have gotten you high for this tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. We were outside, you know. And,
I smelled it.
Okay. I dealt it. But, thank you for doing this show and actually being your actual listener. You've heard this program.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
So that's neat. That's really, that's exciting because you're not going to be confused by anything. But there might be some new stuff tonight that you haven't heard.
Oh,
we'll
no.
see.
We'll I'm, ex- see I'm excited.
What happens. But thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also here for the first time. You know him from... Who's making phone noises? You know him from... I love how he turned around and pointed somebody out. Kid in the front row of class is always the first one to narc everybody out. Ross Marquand is here, you guys, from The Walking Dead. And from my favorite thing on the internet, your goddamn Nano impressions... Use your microphone
so,
voice.
Thank you very much. We're just having a conversation.
Like you sat there silently accepting my compliments.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, please talk into the microphone, and because we certainly can't let you get out of here without doing... First, you have to spoil the finale of Walking Dead, which is this Sunday on AMC at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 90-minute episode.
Yeah.
First, you have to spoil that.
Okay.
And then a Nano impression or two, because I love your Nano impressions.
Thank you.
And I've been trying them. I've been doing them on the podcast for a few weeks now.
What do you got?
I got Christopher Walken finding out that his flight has been canceled. Why? And Christoph Waltz seeing a mouse. So you see, mine are not great. So lay on us one that's one of your best ones, masterpieces.
I want to try a new one if that's all right.
I'd love that. You're a debut one on this program?
I want to debut one if that's
all right. You don't have to do a spoiler from Walking Dead now. This is bigger.
I've been toying with Colin Quinn recently.
Oh, no. This is the perfect audience for this. He's been on this show.
Oh, has he? Oh,
great. Doesn't want to do it again.
Oh, he did? He's over it. Well, then maybe I could tailor
Let's
it.
Let's put the nail in that coffin.
Well, then maybe it's a phone call from you being like, hey,
Colin, would you like to do the show again?
Well, you know,
thing is, that was pretty solid. And one of your longer Nano impressions.
I got like McConaughey, Kevin Spacey, Brad Pitt. What do you?
Yeah.
What do you?
No,
feel
any.
Like?
I mean, Brad Pitt. Like nobody does Brad Pitt. Let's hear a little Brad Pitt.
Sure. Yeah.
What's Doug. He doing? What's happening?
Doug's over here, just chilling at the table. Yeah, having a good old time. having a really good time. Yeah.
It's hilarious. I'm trying to make him do Nano impressions in a format where it doesn't matter how fast it goes, and we can really hear these things. Yeah. Let's talk to. Kevin Spacey about the new season, the current season of Game of Cards.
Well, if we're gonna talk about Game of Cards, then I have to remind you that it's actually called House of Cards, but that's fine. I'm gonna do Frank Underwood for you, Doug, and I hope you enjoy that.
Wow.
You know. Wow. That's the thing a lot of bad impressionists do is they make sure they work the name of the person into the impression. And it's like Trump's the only one where you can do it realistically because he really does say his own name a lot. So if you do an impression of him, it's like, oh, yeah, he'd say that.
Yeah.
But it's funny that everybody else has to ID themselves. Do you do anybody from The Walking Dead?
I do, but I don't do it because if I'd ever got back to them, I just...
Oh, they don't listen to this shit. Steven Yeun's the only one that's been on this show.
Yeah, Steven's great.
We almost got Lauren Cohan, but I think she might have listened to an episode or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because she went from I'm in to I never. I mean, never. Because
she's British.
Yeah, what's with all those crazy... So do her and Rick... like, do they just bust out their foreign accents when they're not playing the characters, or do they stay in character all day?
Andy stays in character the whole day. He plays Rick.
Andrew Lincoln. Andy.
He goes by Andy. He didn't.
Does everybody just like, oh no, Andy's here, and you all flop to the ground like Toy Story? That'd be funny.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's amazing. They're taking all of our jobs. It's great. Yeah.
I don't mean to...
Right? I mean, Brits, God.
But they're great at it. You know, they're almost better at it than us, you know?
Yeah.
It's a... It's okay. I mean, because when it goes the other way around, I barely can take it. Like, I never like it when... What's-her-name does it? Gwyneth Paltrow. Never like that. You know, before I list 1,000 names, let's say hi to Julian McCullough is also here.
Yay.
So polite over there.
Yeah.
Such a good guest. How are you holding up as a host? He's the host of Julian Loves Music.
Yeah, woo-hoo! We have one episode.
Where some real do-gooders come to me sometimes to point out that my show's been ripped off.
I know, it's
and
so
I have
funny.
To go, no, it's a spin-off, dude. Don't you remember
the
spin-offs?
Same logo and everything. And they're like, oh, yeah. Man, I'm going to let Doug know about this.
You're empty nest to my golden girls. That's what's going on here.
I mean, that's the only example I ever use.
Right. Well, you could be my Laverne and Shirley to, you know, my happy days. And then I could also get a Mork and Mindy and a, what else spun off of Happy Days? Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah,
I could get all those. So how's it going so far?
I always say Frasier and Cheers, but that's just because I talk about that with Jeff Tate all the time.
Yeah. Jeff Tate, who's here tonight, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dying Wish. And so what he'll be back on the show soon.
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Oh, just that the podcast is going great.
When's the next one?
The people
when
that have listened to it.
People see it live here in Los Angeles.
April 10th at 7:30 at UCB at here, Franklin.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm really psyched so far. Oh, I don't want to tell the guests, but they're awesome.
I love the Sunset location, but it's a podcast from there, echoey.
Yeah, it's a little bit echoey.
It's got a tall ceiling.
Yeah.
Can't do much about that.
Although it makes everything...
I thought I could get Donald Trump to get the Mexicans to build a lower ceiling.
That plan
I'm
didn't
just
work
obsessed
out?
With that goddamn wall, because he keeps saying it's getting higher and higher. He says it's going to cost $10 billion to build this wall, and then Mexico will pay for it. Who cares who's paying for it? Give $10 billion worth of relief to people who need it. Don't build a stupid wall.
Yeah, if you just gave it to Mexico, they wouldn't need to come here.
They already aren't, and when they are, they can fly or go through a tunnel if they're El Chapo.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
I want to say I was backstage talking to Chelsea's friend, and I go, what's Bleed about? And he goes, hey, because it's called Bleed, right? So I was scared like you. And he goes, a married couple? That was it. And I was like, that sounds even worse than I was imagining.
Is it darkly humorous at all, or is it straight up scary?
It's more straight up scary, but okay. It does start with a married couple.
Yeah,
that's correct. Are you the married? Yes, I'm half of the married couple.
You're half of the married couple.
Very pregnant before the bleeding starts.
Congratulations! Oh no!
Okay, well,
not her joke. Not the same.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say anything more. I'm in. I want to make sure I asked everybody what I asked for. I move on to the next thing, which is, I got a million questions for Ross. They've just been building up. You know I love musicals, but you wrote and directed a musical version of the movie Tron in college?
Yes, I did.
And seem pretty proud of it.
I'm proud of that more than anything in my life.
Could you give us a few bars of a song from the Tron musical? Is that too much to ask?
No, it was 12 years ago. Life is an Arcade is the hit song.
That's the hit song?
That's the hit song.
That's the one that rocketed it up the charts?
Life is an arcade. Life is an arcade. Oh shit. Have I gone insane? I can't remember it was a while ago. Because he like, thank you.
Sounds like you listen to too much Mr. Roboto.
He gets transported into the game and then he starts singing about it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And everybody, did you light it like with black light and everybody wore the costumes that glowed? And
we had a $500 budget and I used every penny.
Yeah. Is there a videotape of this?
Yeah. I'll put it up. I should put it up
on
YouTube.
The internet,
actually.
Are you
kidding
me?
I should.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I think Disney might get pissed at me though.
Okay.
I don't know.
Speaking of Disney,
yeah.
And Star Wars. Richard Marquand, director of Episode 6. Any relation?
Yes.
Really?
His distant uncle. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I never met him.
He directed most of the third best in the series.
It's true.
And I always say most because I just hope like he called in sick on Ewok days. Because he was a really good director who also, sadly to say, died rather young and suddenly.
Yeah.
Like he didn't go through like a long illness. He just dropped from something, right?
Yeah, it was a heart attack, I think.
Yeah. Made that spy thriller Eye of the Needle, which is really good. He directed 7 movies, I think, something like that.
Yeah,
but good director, and he did a good job. Like, that's where I thought George Lucas kind of, like, went off the deep end was when he just started directing them all himself after hiring 2 great directors to do parts 5 and 6. So then, 1, 2, 3 were, like, weird.
Did you like the new one?
Yeah, I like the new one. I should have included it in my... whatever I just said about it.
I thought you were going to ask me to do Harrison Ford. That's where I thought you were going with this. I'm sorry.
If you can, I would love it. That would get me out of this hole.
I was blown away by the new one because like there was that whole bit about them coming into the space station where they're trying to save what's her name and he's got this jacket on. He's like, God damn, it's freezing outside, and he's like, Chewie, you got fur covering your whole body. I don't want to hear it. And then they get inside. There you go. And they get inside the space station where there's stormtroopers everywhere ready to like pop out and kill him at any second. And then he's like, good, we're inside. And he takes off the jacket. He makes a big bit of taking off the jacket. And then Chewie, towards the end of it, he's like, here's your jacket again. That's not Chewie's voice, of course. Like, he's like, thanks. It makes no sense, but I love it.
Yeah. Chewie's like the one sound you can't make with your mouth.
That's what I was just thinking.
There you go. Yeah, you could do it.
People underestimate the importance of jackets in a revolution. I feel like jackets are always a big part, whether they're on or off.
You want to look cool when you're killing people, I guess.
Che Guevara was big about his jacket status.
Maybe there's like a summer theater program somewhere where you can donate your time and go and write and direct Force Awakens musical for some kids to do.
I would love that.
That's a great
idea. Getting rights would be super easy, right?
Disney loves
you know that. What? When it was Lucas, you could probably get away with it.
Oh, really?
Because Lucas was like, you know what I mean? Like all the parody things on the internet, he doesn't sue about anything.
Oh.
But now it is Disney. Who knows what the fuck's
going on? Well, Disney hates kids. So they wouldn't allow something like that.
They're pretty pro-gay though right now because they officially were going to pull out all of their productions out of Georgia.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
If they pass that
rule. I can
tell
you that Disney does come after you if you try to fuck with them because they came after a Frozen parody that I did with my friend Brad Ehrlich called "Do You Want to Do Some Blow, Man?"
But that's for the children. Yeah. Protect the children.
Yeah.
Also, don't let your kid be aware of that part that just happened.
Also, I don't know. Sounds like fun for gay people, so that's weird that they would be against it.
I know.
You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's,
yeah.
It's a drug reference.
Yeah, some
Julian.
Of the best cocaine I've ever done was from gay dudes. Yeah. I'm not making a stereotype. I'm just telling you my personal story.
Yeah. It's only fair. And let's start with you, Julian. What's the last movie you saw? Easy questions at the beginning.
Right. Last movie I saw was... Oh, well, I mean, it's probably been beat to death on this show, Deadpool.
Same.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. Everybody seems to agree that they love it.
I couldn't stand. I read the Deadpool. I'm a 35-year-old white guy, so I read the comic books when they came out and loved it. And then when the ad campaign started, I was like, ugh! And then the movie was great, and I was all pissed off.
You're mad for liking it?
I was mad that, like, why did they advertise it like it was some, like, horrible 12-year-old kid that, you know what I mean? Like, the sense of humor of the ad campaign was, like, if you meet a kid at a party and he's, like, trying to be funny to adults, like that obnoxious kid. And then,
yeah, I hear you.
And then the movie was great.
Yeah.
You know? Like, legitimately
funny.
The ads
were great, but I also just tried not to pay attention to them in general. Just
yeah.
Because I thought it was fun how he just sort of showed up in a costume in odd places. But those were, like, mostly print, you know, that I thought were clever.
Right.
But, yeah, the trailer wasn't great. But that, you know, that just seems to be the rule of the day. So I just avoid trailers as much as I can. Like, now I know exactly what I need to know about Bleed. you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to watch a trailer for it.
Right.
I can dive right in. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. I'm going to go after it. All right, so Julian, on your show, do you ask people what was the last song that they heard?
I asked him like what? Yeah.
Or how about what did you and the Uber driver listen to?
No, I asked him. Let's see. On the first episode, like mini episode, I asked Emily, Gordon, and Kumail Nanjiani what their wedding song was and like why they picked it.
That's fun.
Yeah, and that sounded sarcastic. It was fun, Doug.
Yeah, I think it would be. I mean, but that's what I'm saying is I appreciate that you're gonna. You know, ask people about, because music, it's probably more important to some people than movies, you know?
Yeah.
Music is really, really permeates our entire lives. You're not watching movies constantly, but music's around everywhere.
Well, it's also, people are so personally possessive of it, and, like, not everybody's listening to the same thing. Like, movies, there's, like, 8 movies out at a time, and, like, America either goes and sees them or they don't or whatever. But, like, music is, like, just, it's just massive, you know? So... I just decided I'm just going to book people that I think are funny and then ask them personal questions about what they love. And either people are listening and know what they're talking about or they don't. But hopefully, like, them being funny about it will make it interesting or make them check out that song or whatever. And so that was what I asked Kumail and Emily. But then I also asked, like, what was the song, the first song that you had, like, sexual, that you relate to sexual feelings with your first crush? Like, when you were, like, in fifth grade or sixth grade, like, what was the song that you would think of? When you would think of the girl you liked at school. Or
Steal
whatever.
My Sunshine by Len.
There you go. What was his name?
Corey.
Steal wow. My Sunshine's a very erotic song.
Why do you even care what his name is? This is weird.
Yeah, ew.
Because
weird
it draws
follow-up.
Out... What, is that
yeah,
weird?
Yeah. Oh, Corey, okay. And I've just told everybody who this guy was. What's his last name and his social? But, okay, so that sounds cool, and I'll ask you later about other things you do on the show, including Is there a prize bag on your show?
Yes, there is.
What'd you bring for the prize bag for us tonight?
For this prize bag, I brought a music thing, sorry, instead of movies. This is Pro Set, which was a series of trading cards from the early 90s. Superstars music cards. So they're like trading cards of like, this is 91, so I bet there's like a Paula Abdul in here, if you're lucky.
Okay, these are like the boring version of hit clips, right? These are what, you know, you remember hit clips, right?
Yeah, people do.
Yeah.
Hit clips were like those little, a little tiny music player that was like this big, and you put in the little tiny thing, and
ridiculous.
It plays 20 seconds of a song.
Wow.
That's crazy.
The most useless.
Hang on, I gotta listen to a hit clip.
But these are, you're wrong, because these are cards, and you can look at them.
So it's
sort of a different thing.
It's a totally different thing.
Totally different.
Can you look at a hit clip? You can't look at sound, you dummy.
I'm gonna bring. When I'm on your show, I'm gonna bring some movie cards. What else you got?
This is just super random. I couldn't believe it was. I was in a gas station and they were selling. I think this might be worth something now.
What were you doing in the gas station, playing pinball or checking out the ladies?
I was just smoking cigarettes and looking for chicks. Tropical Fruit Incense by Ed Hardy. And that company is out o' biz, so this might be worth something.
Okay, that's actually pretty legit. Like,
you get this from a Breaking Bad set sale? Because this would be hanging up in the car wash for sure.
And it's all faded, cause, so you know it's legit. And then it's tropical fruit incense, which sounds like probably the grossest thing you could ever burn in your house.
Oh, it smells.
Let's
great.
Open it. We could open it.
No, see that's okay. We're almost out of time.
So you could,
Chelsea, what was the last movie you saw?
It was also Deadpool for me.
And yes. Thumbs up from you?
Thumbs up, but I'm super biased because my fiance wrote it.
He and his writing partner wrote it.
Me.
He also was slightly involved in the marketing campaign.
Boo!
I said good things about the marketing.
Boo.
I thought the marketing campaign was awesome. Also biased, but also was done by a lot of other people too.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, that's what's cool about marriage is you have to love all of someone. You know what I mean? Like, you have to love that they wrote Deadpool.
Everything that is great about Deadpool cannot be shown on network television. So, of course, the commercials are going to be a very sanitized version of what's going on. It just looks like a guy making wisecracks in a cute suit. And it just, you know, it's not doesn't give the exactly right impression. But nobody cared. We all went anyway, you know?
Thank you for everyone going.
Yeah, thanks for going. So that her fiancé... Because, like, if that movie tanked, you would have probably called off the wedding, yeah.
Fuck this.
Makes perfect sense. What do you have for the prize bag?
Oh, I have Deadpool socks.
I was hoping there would be Deadpool something.
These are from when the guys, they shot this in Vancouver when they first got there to shoot. This was a part of the gift bag from Fox. So the other owners of these socks are the other writer, Paul Wernick, the director, Tim Miller, and Ryan Reynolds.
Wow, that is some very special edition socks. That is pretty amazing.
They're
cool looking too.
Yeah.
I'd totally wear these like if I thought there was going to be an earthquake and I'd have to run out in my socks.
It's encouraging for anyone who's in the business because I feel like if you work really hard and your movie gets made, a big studio will give you socks.
I'd be like, it's kind of warm in the winter. I should put these socks on because that's earthquake weather. And a tie bow tape?
Yeah, I know you give away a lot of VHS tapes, so I went and looked at what I had. And in case you didn't see Deadpool, you should have a Tybo instructional video.
Mm-hmm.
I actually owned that, but I don't want to anymore. So you're welcome.
That's cool.
It's been used. By me in the 90s. As like a child.
All right. Let's move on to Bree.
Hi.
You know the two questions.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's the last
movie I saw.
That's the last movie I saw.
Okay.
Damn it.
Kind of a memory test.
I loved it.
I had a great time.
Holy shit.
Yeah, super fun.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
Is the best.
That guy's crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
And,
didn't you just say on the last podcast, do you think he might get nominated for an Oscar?
I said that... you know, he's certainly, based on what I've seen so far this year, a front runner.
Yeah.
but it's going to be a long race.
Well, yeah, but
and
I mean,
he'll be
good.
In three more movies this year, and I just think he's just hitting his stride. Like, I just think that as soon as he's involved in something, it just ups the quality, and when he shows up on screen, he just really, he takes over, and he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never, he's barely even been nominated, I think. I'm sure he hasn't won anything. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Oh man, I'm so excited.
okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's in a bag.
It's in a bag.
If it's not a hit clip.
I so wish. Okay. So I kind of planned like an afternoon out of this for somebody, which is so lame. Saying it out loud makes me feel terrible about myself.
I like it.
This is a pizza beach blanket, and it's round. It's a round beach
towel. I can't believe you're getting a shower curtain and a beach blanket. There's no way anyone who's walking down the street coming to this show like, shower curtain, beach blanket.
One-stop shopping.
Dreams come true.
And everybody's like really into coloring books right now, so I brought an adult coloring book. It's called it's called Color My Boobs.
Wow.
Well, I hope you included a pink pencil or a crayon with that. Look at that. It's not just boobs. It's just straight up nudes.
That entire experience is hard on the wrist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sometimes I can't even finish. The drawing.
And because sometimes guests bring like personal items.
They sure do.
They sure do. I brought this little like one-hitter bullet pipe.
That you've used?
I haven't used this, but did bring.
It'd be worth more if it was
an
used.
Ounce of weed. Whoa, she
okay,
did.
It's not an ounce.
No, it's not an ounce.
I told you it was personal, which means I smoked a lot of it.
Sure.
So there's like a little nug in
Let
here.
Me see what's in there. I'll tell you if it's a little nug or not.
We don't have to
it's
play.
It's a medium
just
nug.
Oh, that's not a bad nug.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Super Diablo.
That packed two smallish bowls, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
It'll pack this baby.
Not a bad deal. And we got to make sure that they have their card.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what would go good with that afternoon is some tropical incense. Would really just
I so
finish
agree.
Tie, it would
this
tie
whole
that
bag,
afternoon
this
together.
Whole bag, you could just hit the fucking beach. You are good for a day out in the sun with all this stuff. Here, pass it over here. We'll
if a cop's like, you got to get off this beach, you're like, this Cindy Lauper rookie card says I don't have to get off this beach.
Take it back. Those are so much better than hit clips.
No, I'm actually mad now and I want to go find hit
you
clips.
You want your hit cards back.
You should put your impressions on hit clips.
I should.
And sell them at... You don't do live shows, do you?
No. Should I?
Well, never mind. This went nowhere.
Maybe I should.
A nano show?
Nano show.
Nano show.
On a nano I shuffle or the nanos. Do that.
Yes.
Sell those.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
All right, Ross.
I don't know. Product tie-in. Apple. What's up?
I want you to answer. I want you to answer the question. What was the last movie you saw, but as Matthew McConaughey?
That's a good one. All right. Cool. Yeah, sure. Last movie I saw was a fellow Oscar contender known as The Big Short, which I thought was a very funny title because it's big but short at the same time. A little play on words, you understand? I thought that was really cool. So, yeah.
I love it, too. And who else in your repertoire have we not gotten to yet?
Christian Bale's in that.
Oh, Christian Bale. What did Christian Bale bring for the prize bag?
So Christian Bale, you know, he's very angry. I just realized that's kind of Colin Farrell. Yeah, you know, he's just a British Colin Quinn. So I brought a Chucky vinyl figure.
What did you bring for the bag, Batman?
I brought one of these. I don't know if you guys remember these, but these old...
Yeah! Yeah.
Plane Deweys that.
Remember the styrofoam remember planes.
Things? Remember these things?
Those are sick. Yeah. They fly forever, like fly 3 forever. Seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, but that's actually the lame version of a Skydancer.
She's just knocking down everyone's
ears. I had to do it for you, too. Okay. I feel bad. You know what I mean?
No, it's good. It's good. Right. What's a Skydance? Oh, those are like flippy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do know what that is. You're like,
I'll use that to fight battles in my mind.
And what else is in the bag?
I was in Tokyo a couple months ago, and, you know, the big rage, the big, all the kids are doing it. They're putting these masks on their faces, and they have, you know.
It's called Snapchat.
They have cute, funny ones for the kids. So this is a bunny. A bunny one?
Wait, because the pollution's so bad, they have face masks. They're like, why not make them fun?
Yeah. They don't want to be depressive.
Cute and stylish. Like, they're really stylish over there in Tokyo about everything. So. Didn't you see the girl from Girls went over there? She fit right in because she wears nutty outfits.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to wear that for your Bane impression, but.
Oh, yeah. It really would help make the Bane voice more realistic because he did have kind of a soft bunny on his face.
This is a really badass crucifix bracelet that I got from someone this year.
I'll tell you what will happen if you take off my baby face. I meant bunny face.
What is this thing?
I thought you're doing Sean Connery, like the
No, it always has been Sean Connery. That's the idea, is you just take Sean Connery and muffle it.
Hammond doing
just muffle it. Sean Connery.
It's good.
Is all it is.
Yes. You're the man now, dog.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
What is a bracelet? What Dutch, is that?
It's a badass crucifix skull bracelet.
Skull,
it's
skulls on there.
It's very metal. It's very metal.
It's super like, I love Jesus, but only if I can rage will I do it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So, and then the last thing. This is real special.
Amazing abundance of things.
This is real, real special. This is my girlfriend's sister. It's from her third grade photo, I think, probably. It's from third grade. Third grade? Fourth grade?
Did you steal this from your girlfriend's house?
Yeah.
I'm so creeped out by you.
That's not third grade.
She don't need that.
That's much older.
Is seventh grade? What do you think? I don't
know. Seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Ew.
You're like, no.
Ew.
She don't look 12 to me. If I had to guess.
They, Doug, you never edit these, right?
No.
I can't believe, why did I fight that battle?
That was the dumbest.
Nah, she's in eighth grade, easy.
Okay, so I have to ask before we get to this part, Julian.
Yep.
Do people bring name tags to Julian Loves
Music?
Yeah,
we had some really good ones last time. And I don't remember them right now because it was a while ago, but they definitely did it. It's the name tags for Julian Loves Music. Obviously, if any of you guys want to come to that one on April 10th, you just take your favorite album cover or any album cover and put your name in it and your face and all that. You do the same thing with a movie poster, but album cover. And it's a lot of fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
But people can get even more creative beyond that. They can wear costumes as their favorite musicians.
That would be great.
You know?
Although, I have a Disney policy where you're not allowed to wear costumes because it ruins it for the other kids.
That's why Disney has that policy?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear costumes to the park.
I thought it's because they don't want anybody robbing anybody.
Well,
like you can't.
I'm
wear
sure that's
mask.
On the list of reasons.
Yeah.
But like they don't want you misrepresenting the character to kids.
Right, well, they're Disney characters, but they don't want you wearing other characters either. Like, you can't wear anything that's construed as a costume.
Right.
Even kids have taken up this thing of doing hidden costumes,
right.
Where they're dressed up as somebody, but it's not obvious.
Yeah, which is...
So it's fun to look for.
Yeah.
Because teenage girls want me to stare at them.
What are you, like in eighth grade?
So you both know a lot about kids.
If you and your fiance need help with any child rearing, I mean, he's legitimately got a child, but I plan to never. So enjoy my life. But this is a part of the show where you guys need to pick your name tags. You need to decide who you're going to play for this evening. We have a little bit of time left for some games. And
just I already picked mine immediately.
The one you like and go grab it from them and bring it
right
back
now?
To your seat.
Right.
And Yeah, I hope you get how this part works, Julia. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Harry's. Guys, everybody knows good things come in sets of three. What does that have to do with anything? Well, get this. March is the third month of the year. It also happens to be our friends over at Harry's third year anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's, I've got a special deal for you to try three of their expertly crafted five-blade German razors, a handle, and shave cream for just $10 with the offer code Doug, D-O-U-G. They sent a box over to DLM HQ, and I can assure you that these blades are high quality and super duper sharp, and they're going to give you a nice, comfortable shave. Harry's is the only shaving company that has both amazing quality and low prices. Quality, German engineered, five blade cartridges, close, comfortable shave, no cuts or burns, quality guaranteed, full refund if you're not happy. Price, factory direct prices, cut out the middleman, ships right to your door. Harry's sell their blades at half the price of the leading brand. The proof is that over 1 million guys have already made the switch, and thousands more switch every day. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at harrys.com? The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades. Harry's doesn't like to discount because their prices are already really low, but we've worked out a special offer for you guys. Harry's will give you $5 off your first order with promo code Doug. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to harrys.com right now. That's harrys.com and enter the code D-O-U-G at checkout. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Julian?
I'm guessing her name is Bryn.
Yeah, she sure is. We talked to her earlier.
Yeah, and her poster is for the Minions thing, and I picked it because I have watched it 75 times with my daughter, and it's hilarious.
This dude sitting right here can help you out. Put the microphone onto the speaker and then let the people know what kind of noises it makes.
Oh, that's a fart gun.
I can make that noise.
How does it smell? It's pointed right at you.
I would say Swedish meatballs.
Bananas.
I call it the IKEA setting. It's lingonberry and Swedish meatballs. In the movie, Gru asks for a dart. I believe it's a dart gun, and his henchman builds him a fart gun because he didn't hear him over the phone right. But it's very effective in terms of making a fart noise when you didn't have one before.
I love it. Chelsea, who are you playing for?
This was the first one I saw, and it cracked me up. I'm playing for Name Tag. Yep. Simple, to the point.
Close, bro, Lord, so I can see your face, please.
Oh, that was real creepy.
I go for the creepy.
Yeah, I didn't even bother getting your face, Julian. I just took a shot of the name tag and moved along.
Then
Bree.
Okay. I'm playing
photo
for...
time.
Oh, okay. All right. Space. Do you yeah. make that fart it noise as I
Chelsea
like,
as she's diving out of the picture. I got her in there. It's gonna be a good action shot. Who are you playing for?
Thank you so much. I'm playing for Devin. Devin mm-hmm. Unchained. I picked it because it sounds nothing like Django.
Yeah, but he got to use the D from Django.
Love it.
And the D is silent Django, so his name is Evan.
It's real Evan. Good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, is it Evan or Devin?
It's Devin.
It's Devin, okay. Yeah, so you like totally don't understand.
It's counterintuitive.
What that movie's called.
And we talked about this one earlier. It caught Ross's eye, the Whiz Kate Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah, with the A-Team font, no less.
Yeah, that's a good one. You got it. So congratulations, everybody got selected. She's walking out. She's had it. I brought a name tag every show for 10 years. Never chosen. Oh, yeah, maybe that was a bathroom break.
I'm sure the batteries will die soon. It'll be fine.
Yeah, they do on those things. That's usually when I put them in the gift bag. When the batteries die out, because getting new batteries for a fart gun seems like a strange...
It seems like you're being really persistent about having
like
a fart gun.
Strange, I was going to say hobby, but that's not the right word.
What, like...
It's a strange errand.
Yes, a very strange errand.
What'd you get done today, honey? Oh, I got batteries for the fart gun.
Yeah.
And then I watched a soap opera and took a nap. Because that battery trip really took a lot out of me. The guy ahead of me in 7-Eleven used a credit card. It was exhausting. It's time for our first game tonight, which is a fan favorite, and we're all going to have a great time with it. Because it's always great when he shows up. Let's do some lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines? Woo!
Let's fucking do this, kids.
I can't even look at him.
Mark, so I'm sorry to keep you waiting all this time. You've been here since 8 o'clock.
It's all right, I got shit to do in this
48
building.
48 minutes. You what?
I got shit to do in this building. That's okay.
In the same building? In the UCB Theater?
Yep, we just bought this motherfucker. Turn it into a Wahlburger.
No, yes. You can't. I will fight you on that.
Nope, something good's going to finally come out of this fucking place. Donnie's in the back right now checking out the janitor closet. I told
him. Be honest, that's just where you put him when you're here.
Oh, he's usually
you
sitting in
the car. You wouldn't waste all that gas money driving around. Oh, he just has to sit with it. What are you okay?
Yeah, dude, I did like a 27K in my fucking hamstrings.
All right, so like I said, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I was intrigued by all of my guests, and we had like a nice conversation. Great stuff for the prize bag. But did you hear some of Ross's, we do nano impressions?
No, I was checking out the building. I got the Property Brothers here. We're going to fucking flip this place.
So you don't have do you do an impression of anybody?
Fuck, I do tons of fucking impressions. Are you kidding
me? Well, all you got to do is pick one.
Okay.
Just do it for us. Sorry, so much wind up to your thing. Sorry.
This is De Niro. Ready?
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I'll be in your bad movie. I'll be in your bad movie.
Okay, it sounds like something you might say, but the voice isn't quite there yet. I believe that he said that at some point, but I don't think the voice is quite there.
Everybody tells me it's spot on, so.
All right, well.
All right, you want to do a fucking line?
Yes, please. Okay, so he's going to say a line. I got to explain the rules. He's going to say a line from a movie, not necessarily one of his own. We did all those. Mm. So just yell it into your microphone when you think you know the answer. As many guesses as you want.
These are movies I should have been in.
Okay, it's movies Mark should have been in. And the first part is something he says every time.
Look good. Feel good. Look good, feel good.
Start it. Now it starts.
It's cardio. When the outbreak happened, the first people to go, for obvious reasons, were the fatties.
Well, Zombieland.
It is fucking Zombieland.
Zombieland. Oh, no. Landed right in Walking Dead star Ross Marquand's wheelhouse.
Wow.
There you go, dude. I was fucking
right. I hope to slip that by you. I was like, Mark, do a line from Zombieland and see if the guy from the Walker TV show...
Can I say something really embarrassing?
Sure.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Walker, Texas Ranger.
I play Chuck Norris's son.
Oh, wow! God, he do everything.
It's great. He's a great guy.
You should just be the only guest and just do a bunch of different characters okay. for the whole...
Well, we'd never do that on this show.
I'm in a lot of trouble because my fiancé also wrote Zombieland.
What?!
And
why would you be in
know.
Trouble? What bad did we say about it?
You didn't say anything bad about it. I did not know that was the movie it was from, so I did not answer the question.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wait, yeah, well, just don't forget his name when you win an Oscar for Bleed.
Damn.
And that'll make up for it.
He's a good writer.
Wait, well, at how least many put him on the crawl really at the bottom.
How many people are you marrying?
Someone that has a project at every studio. I'm just
one man wrote two movies?
No, two has a writing partner.
Oh,
so two guys
okay.
wrote.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Two movies that just randomly came up. I mean, Deadpool's going to come up every episode for a while, but yeah, that other one, Zombieland, that was a great script.
Amazing script.
Yeah, there you go. And he recognized it right away.
He's
so,
a very good writer,
so he
and
wins
I love
that
him
game.
Very much, but I don't watch all the stuff closely, I guess.
Oh, fucking relax. He's not going to listen to this. Sorry, I'm going through a divorce. I mean, I wish you, like, all the happiness or whatever.
It's a tough business, and I think a lot of people say no to being on this show because their spouses' projects might come up. But I'm not going to name names. But we are going to play ABCD's Nuts! That is a game. It's a spelling game. Where each person gets a letter in turn. We're going to be spelling something special. And when I get to you, all you got to do is name any movie that begins with the letter that I give you. And you have a few seconds to think about it. If you match the movie that I wrote down on this piece of paper ahead of time, you win automatically the whole game. It just shuts it down. And it'll get us back on time, too. So I'm excited about that possibility. Ross, you're going to go first because you won that first game, and then we'll go to Bree, Chelsea, and Julian, and we're spelling The Walking Dead.
Just spelling The Walking Dead?
Yeah, so T is the first letter in The Walking Dead, so that's your letter that you can name any movie that begins with the letter T, and you will remain in the game.
Total
it's
recall.
That difficult. That's you perfect.
Was that, did I win the game?
Oh no, that's not like, that's not what I wrote down. That's not what I wrote, but it was close. Just as an example, that T the words, movies that begin with the keep in mind can only be used for the letter T, and I went with The Return of the Living Dead was my selection. So H is Bree's letter. Any movie that begins with the letter H.
Hannibal.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, I went with Hell of the Living Dead. From 1980. E is your letter, Chelsea.
Enchanted?
Oh, that is a good, that's a fun fantasy movie. I went with Evil Dead 2. Julian, W.
I got so distracted. Okay, sorry. W.
Any movie that begins with W.
Wuthering Heights is what you guessed.
What?
Is what? That's. I guarantee you that's your movie.
Well, why don't you just say it then?
Withering
just
Heights.
Take this thing down. No, White Zombie. Ross gets A.
Oh, nice.
Any movie that begins with A.
Developing. Is there a Night of the Living Dead? I
don't like your attitude.
Sorry, no. A Night to Remember.
Oh, that's a good one. Classic. I went with American Zombie. L is your letter, Bree.
Lazarus Project. That's a movie, right?
It might be The Lazarus Project.
Damn it.
But I'll accept
Sorry.
It.
Sure.
It's not the one I wrote down. Land of the Dead. K is your letter, Chelsea.
King Kong.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Which year? Like I wrote it down in parentheses. I went with Kicking and Screaming. It's a movie. It's been made twice. Two movies have been made with that title, and neither of them is about zombies, and that's ridiculous. I is the next letter for Julian.
Independence Day.
No, I am Legend. N, Ross.
I think you're going to Night of the Living Dead?
No, Night of the Comet. G for Bree.
Grandma's Boy.
No, George A. Romero's Survival of the Dead.
Damn it!
D for Chelsea.
Dusk Till... No, that's From Dusk Till Dawn.
D.
I can't think of a zombie thing.
Come on, everybody. Use your brain power. Give it to her. D.
Everybody else knows it.
Anything that begins with D.
Just Desperado, but that's obviously not it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I went with Day of the Dead.
Damn.
E. E again?
Julian E.
How did I get that out of wrong in my head? Okay.
Oh, any movie that begins with E.
I know. I don't think there are any.
Do you want a phone home?
No. E.T.
Full title.
I thought of E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
I went with Escape from Alcatraz because I'm going to be at Cobb's in San Francisco on April 19th. A, Ross.
American Psycho?
No, Army of Darkness. And finally, for Bree, Bring It Home, D.
Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, so close. Dawn of the Dead.
Damn it!
We got through them all. I didn't know if I'd get through them all, but that was super fun. Thanks, you guys. Ross is still getting to go first in the next game. And our final game of the evening, for which...
No, we're doing another fucking line!
Oh, no! We're going to do some more lines! That's the trouble with doing lines. Once you start doing lines with somebody, he just wants you to keep doing more lines.
Yeah, dude. Fucking do this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's like so pumped up all the time with his damn lines.
I got time to kill. Donnie's in an argument about napkins. Let's do this shit. You ready for this, Don?
What's that?
You ready for this shit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay,
I wasn't ready for it, but here we go.
Welcome back to Mark Loves Lines. Let's do this shit. Look good, feel good. You look good. You feel good. Oh, you're just going to leave without saying goodbye? Because it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Oh, you're just going to leave without saying goodbye? Because it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all
this
about it
song?
When I see
Fast
you again.
And Furious.
Oh, you're just going to leave without saying goodbye? Because it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
From where we began.
I don't know what you're doing
and
to
I'll
us.
Tell you all about it when I see you again.
It's Fast and Furious, but I don't
know
the newest title.
Oh, you think I'm just going to let you leave without saying goodbye?
Fast and Furious 7?
Furious 7.
It's Furious 7?
It is fucking Furious 7.
Whoa!
Chelsea with the assist.
Way to go.
I made most of it.
Donnie!
All of it.
Donnie!
All right.
Yeah. You ready or what, dude?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
He was quoting that song. And it's funny, whenever I hear that song, because I've seen that movie a couple of times, I always start singing the Tom Petty song about living in the valley, because it kind of smoothly
into
goes
the great
right
way.
Into
oh.
it. No, it's been
Free
a long
falling.
Day.
Free falling.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Mark. I hope that's the last time because, I'm racing the clock at this point because we have to play Last Man Stanton. Woo! I mean, he's welcome to come on whenever he wants, but okay. Just a quick question for you guys. Everyone on the panel, just answer honestly. How many movies starring Rachel Weisz or featuring Rachel Weisz, Mrs. James Bond, how many of her movies do you think you can name four or more of her movies? Raise your hand. Ross says yes. Everyone else just looks at me like maybe probably not. I love her work.
She's terrific.
But she's also, you know, she's been in a lot of movies, like more than you'd think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not a lot of mainstream stuff. And she's just a tricky one to navigate. And I wouldn't put that on people. But I got in an argument today on Twitter with somebody that keeps insisting Rachel Weisz would be a great name for Last Man Standing. And I don't know how to explain it to them. And I just said, my guests won't be able to do it. And they said, well, what if Ross Marquand is on? He will kick ass at that. So now, just for fun, name four movies she was in.
The Constant Gardener. Recently, I saw her in a Colin Farrell movie with John C. Reilly called Elephant, I think.
It's called Elephant, comma, I think. The sequel to the wildly popular Elephant.
She was in one of the Pride and Prejudices. Pride and Prejudice.
I can help you.
See what I'm saying? Even the guy who knows four is being vague about some things.
Wasn't she in The Shape of Things?
Yes, she was.
Yep. With Paul Rudd?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, we could sit here and name all the things she was in. My point is just it's not easy.
No, it's not.
And it would be tough and it would be over quickly. Right. So there's your proof, guy on Twitter. Or lady with a manly avatar. Whoever you may be. But also, thanks for your interest. Where is...
I hope it wasn't Rachel Weisz.
No, you know what's funny? That guy is here tonight, I think. Are you here?
Maybe.
Is it settled now, or are we going to still argue about this?
I keep waiting for Sam to show up.
He wants Sam Levine to play it, but he would just obliterate everybody else. But you're right, he'd be good at it. All right, where's Justin Saranglau?
Right here.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
No.
No way. There's no way I did. How do you say it?
Saranglau.
Yeah. Okay. Justin, that's what I'm going to call you from now on. He says he's got the perfect name for someone that we are all going to take turns naming movies that person was in.
Okay.
If you can't think of one, you're out. We'll start with Ross. It'll go to me. I like to play along on this one. But whoever comes in second or beats me is our winner. Then Julian, then Chelsea, then Bree. What's the name, Justin, that you... First of all, where'd you come in from, Justin?
Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock. And thank you for that effort.
He took the two.
I know I never go there, so. the two. Okay. And what's your name you're suggesting for tonight?
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Can I make a suggestion?
Please. What?
Can it be Christina Ricci?
Well, that seems a little unfair. That seems like a little tilted towards you.
Yeah. No, it is. It was just a suggestion.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll speed through Dwayne the Rock Johnson, because I can only think of about 17. And then if time permitting, we'll play a Christina Ricci round just for fun.
Yes.
Just for you to show off your Christina Ricci skills.
Yes.
Doug, that's what I say to my daughter when I'm saying no. I'm like, we'll do the thing we're doing, and then if we have time, we'll do your thing. And then we never do her thing. You'd be a great dad, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's great news. Start us off, Ross. Any Dwayne the Rock Johnson vehicle?
Doom.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Now my turn. Then Julian. I'm going to say... And just take one that's, just crazy. No, I'm not. San Andreas. We take the one that I constantly see promos for on HBO and hotel rooms. Julian.
Baywatch.
Oh, wow, you're going into the future. You're gonna watch yourself with that, son. Because it's probably not just called straight up Baywatch.
It's super called just Baywatch.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it.
It's actually called Baywatch, and underneath it says, that's it.
Well, I'm glad you included that. It feels like it's part of the title. Chelsea?
The Mummy.
Mm-hmm. What?
Returns.
Yes. Oh! Nice save. And let me remind you that each of you get one lifeline to a person in the audience who made the name tag that's sitting in front of you. Glad I remembered that.
Okay. Pain and gain.
Pain and gain, of course. Yeah, Ross is mad that she took that one. Yeah. Snatched that one right
Sorry.
Out of here.
Just right out from under my
Yeah, head. Yeah. The only word that I can think of right now is ballers. Just over and over again in my head. I can't think of anything else he's ever done.
I'm going to go with Fast 7. To right back to what
yeah, you
Yeah,
but what's
said.
That called, though?
Fast... Too Fast, Ooh. Too Furious, 270.
That's
Chloe,
right?
Chloe
right.
7.
That's
it's called right. Chloe 70-ish. Fuck. Who cares? Who cares what it's called? I'm right. That's the title of the. It's like, you can call it whatever you want.
I've never heard
call
that argument
popcorn
before.
Movie with those guys.
Listen, Alex Trebek. Who cares what the words are that you're looking for? It's
furious.
You know what I'm talking about.
Fastly Furious.
I think you should go to your lifeline to fix it for you. Yeah.
Wow. Am I already there?
We're really sticklers on this show.
Who wants to be my lifeline? Who is my? Oh, you're my lifeline.
It's Kate. Where's Kate at?
Do you know? I mean, I think it's Fast 7.
What do you think that movie's called? Or you can give a different one. That sounds like a man, not
She's called
Kate.
Fast? Furious 7?
You're
confident
go
in that
with
answer?
That?
Would we like that answer?
Do you want to go with that?
Furious 7? Furious 7.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
All
right. It'd be great if
I don't even know for sure.
It'd be great if Rock wasn't in it.
We got
After
the title
all that,
right,
he
maybe.
Wasn't in it. All right.
Oh, it's my turn.
Don't take mine.
Oh, really? Let me lock in on your brain and steal it from you. Oh, I got a good one. Get Smart.
Oh, good. That's not mine.
I didn't think it would be anybody's. Probably a waste to use so early.
The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, I was trying to think of what that was called.
I was thinking the pacifier. That's.
I was like, was that
one.
Called the Dancing Fruit?
It should have been.
I knew it was something very emasculating for him and his character. Oh, man. What's that one called? Oh, I think I know. Oh, maybe not. Anyway, Chelsea?
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Wow, written by your fiance?
That, yeah.
For real? What? No!
I give myself points for that one.
Damn.
I gotta get me one of those.
That's super fun that that one of the movies fell into that. Did he write any other Rock movies?
Yeah, did he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Bree wants to know. Do you have any more, Bree?
Devin? Scorpion King!
The Scorpion King, of course.
Mm.
All right. Now, Ross, you don't have a lifeline, so I hope you take this seriously.
I'm taking it so seriously. Hercules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Whoa.
You did it.
Thanks, guys. Everyone's like, acceptable. That'll work.
You know, all I'm saying is be cool. Okay. Is the title of a movie that The Rock is in. Julian!
Yes.
What's that new one with Kevin Hart? It's like on their names,
Are you
right?
really doing this right now?
Rock in a Heart Place. I need my lifeline.
Okay.
Okay. Brynions.
Where's Brynions?
You got a rock? Central Intelligence? That's the one!
That sounds good.
Central Intelligence, please.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. Rockin' a Heart Place is way better.
Yeah, that's a way better title.
Let's see if Chelsea's fiance wrote another one.
No.
You going to your lifeline?
Lifeline.
Where's
name tag
name tag at?
Baywatch? Oh.
Baywatch was the first one out of the game.
Yeah. Did you just get
here? We discussed it for a while. He nods off sometimes.
Bad news, the show's almost over.
You got another one? Help her out.
I'm going to guess by the look on his face, no. I don't think so.
I'm sorry, your wish is not going to happen tonight, Brie.
Anything?
Wayne's World 2.
We'll do it
I just remembered. Wayne's World 2?
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know. If you don't have reception
Seems like
on
something
your phone.
He'd be. Seems like he'd have a cameo. Actually, seems a little too long ago for him to be somebody that would cameo in that. I don't
know. I couldn't
know.
Say.
All right. Well, I'm on thin ice for sure, but how's Bree doing? You don't have another one?
Scorpion King, but also Scorpion Queen, right?
Well, that'd be a great guess that if they made that, he would be good to cameo in it for a moment just to give the queen some legitimacy.
If we had played Christina Ricci,
Julian is making I thought of another one face, or he just shot a load in his seat. Fart guns make him hard, hot, ready to go. What happened? We'll get to you in a second. You thought of one?
I've been doing tantric sex for the last 45 minutes.
I got one too. I hope you don't.
Doing it to yourself?
All right, Ross is up next. Okay. Ross.
I'm still remembering.
Yeah, aren't you out?
No, me?
Okay,
no,
sorry.
I got fucking...
Sorry, I forgot who was out.
We're both
this
out.
Is a throwback to your boy backstage. The other guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mark.
Yeah. Good call.
Don't
good
one. Fuck.
He's really branching out in all different kinds of roles. If they need somebody who's too big, he's the first one they call.
But what about super charismatic?
No, I like him.
Yeah. No, I know. Me too.
But he's, you know, his characters always have to be too big. You can't ever be like, you know. He and DeVito aren't going for the same roles.
The Big Short.
That's what they could call it.
That's
the Big Short
called.
Too.
That's,
big
right.
Short.
Bam.
Yes,
nice
done.
One. I appreciate that.
Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yes. Okay. Don't get mine. I mean, I got a bunch left.
I don't know the subtitle.
Saying.
Really? You do?
No, I won.
All right. Journey to the Center of the Earth 2.
No one knows if you're right.
No. They know he's in it, but is there a subtitle at the end? Like the journey continues, or here's some more journey. Mysterious Island. Okay, fuck, I'm out.
Wow.
All right, Julian.
Pain and Gain.
No, she.
We already said that.
What?
One.
When?
That was my first.
Earlier
one
during the
one.
Part
son
where somebody was saying Pain
bitch.
And Gain. Yeah.
Pain and Again, the sequel.
Do you have one more, Ross?
You're still in, right?
No.
Oh, no, yeah. Bree's out.
Oh shit. I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do.
What was that one where he was like, he walks in and he's like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that one where he's like the perfect size?
Did he have a cameo in Matchstick Men? I want to say he did.
That's a very strange pull. I don't know why. A movie like Matchstick Men, I don't know why he would have a cameo by The Rock.
The Wrestler?
Unless he was playing himself.
I don't think he was the Wrestler.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the audience has some for us. So, but who was the last one with the correct answer? Is that Ross then?
Ross.
Yeah,
so Ross is our winner tonight. With just enough time to spare for us to talk about what you guys have coming up. And Bria's all excited that we do a quick round of
you
Christina Ricci.
You would be a good
Ricci.
Dad.
How many Christina Ricci's could you do right now, you think?
Maybe 10.
All right,
whoa.
Let's go.
Let's
10
let's
Christina
wow.
Ricci's.
Adam's Family. Adam's uh-huh. Family Values.
Uh-huh.
Casper.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin.
Sure.
Prozac Nation.
Yeah, I'm glad you're branching out into two-word titles.
Yeah. New York, I Love You.
Sure.
Penelope.
Are we uh-huh. jumping in here or what?
No, she's going to do all 10.
Okay. How many do I have?
Seven. Someone in the audience went 10.
Monster.
Yes, of course, Monster. That's
guys,
pretty
okay,
good.
You guys can help.
That's
mermaids.
Good.
Mermaids. So good.
Yeah.
I'm having way too much fun over here. Lizzie Borden. This is so fun.
Black Snake Moan says the creep sitting by himself.
I think that's 10.
Just kidding.
We all did it.
I didn't even look over to see who said it. What?
I think we all did it together.
We did
man.
It together. That's all about teamwork right there. Yeah, I've always found her to be a delight. Even, you know, she was on Ally McBeal for a while. Shit like that. not to disparage that too much, but let's get to the next part of the thing, which is Julian. Remind us again, not only about Julian Loves Music, but
yes.
what you're... live dates are people can come see
okay,
you
so
stand-up comedy.
The next Julian Loves Music, which I would really appreciate if you guys came, is April 10th here at 7:30 p.m. It's a Sunday.
That weekend, the 8th through the 10th, I will be at Hilarities in Cleveland. And tomorrow through Saturday, but I don't know when you're putting this up, I'll be in Vancouver at, I forget the name of the club, but it's in Vancouver. What's in Vancouver?
It's Comedy Mix?
Yes!
Haha, cool.
Cool.
All right. There's only two names I could have said, and I took a shot, and that's good. All right, Chelsea, when...
Oh, and I'm at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick at the end of the month.
I hope your guests don't do that to you. Which reminds me, I will be a guest sometime soon. We're just, I'll just pop in sometime. I don't know that much about music, but it'll be fun.
We'll just do a soundtracks one
participate.
For you. We'll do soundtracks.
Probably don't know much about that either. Chelsea's movie, Bleed, is available now where you get movies, iTunes, on demand.
Yes, and in that one theater in Phoenix.
Theater in Phoenix.
Yes. And Fresh Off the Boat is on ABC Tuesday nights at 8, which means I work for Disney.
So be cool, you guys. Stop saying the C word so much.
Children?
Yes. Bree Esrig, what do you got to plug?
You could check out my new sketch comedy channel. It's called Nuclear Family.
Woo!
And it's on the YouTube, along with SourceFed, which is awesome. And we just put out a new video called DIY Birth Control. It's a tutorial.
Cute.
You should check it out.
I love it. And what, a tutorial?
It's a beauty tutorial.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Season finale of Walking Dead, starring Ross Marquand, is this Sunday on the American Movie Classics channel. It's one of the best American movie classics ever.
It really is.
Ever made. Like, they're making movies on as TV shows, and it's really, I love it.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny to you, we're going long, so apologies to whatever's coming up next, but I just have to get this off my chest. Isn't it funny how, Walking Dead started off, like, it was really violent for TV, but it was always zombies being killed.
Yeah.
And then an occasional person would get killed by a zombie, and it would be pretty graphic. But then, now that it's kind of also about people fighting each other all the time, people are just murdering the shit out of people really violently. And they're getting away with it because they eased the world, they eased American TV viewers into a really violent show on Sunday nights on their TV with ads from big companies.
I had to fight for that, too. We get a certain number of human and human kills a year. We're allowed
to. Right, but the number, they up the number every year.
Yeah.
They're obviously good negotiators. Trump must be negotiating for them. Because he's getting the numbers up pretty high. It's pretty amazing lately.
No more than 80.
Yeah, but I love it. I watch it all the time. And like I said earlier, your impressions are also amazing. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you to all of my guests, Julian McCullough, Chelsea Crisp, Bree Esrig, and Ross Marquand. I'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, like I mentioned earlier, on April 19th. It's a countdown show, 9:30 to at midnight. We go outside and smoke weed. And and as always, Ted Cruz is a shithead? What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Name tag. I mean, he's already so mysterious with the just calling himself name tag, and then he comes through with that whopper of a shithead. Thanks, name tag. He's over there. He's in another nap. Having only one cashier working when there are 20 people in line is a shithead.
Yes.
Finally, somebody said it. And Corey Lewandowski is a shithead.